I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Earlier this month, two adult entertainment performers in Los Angeles tested positive for HIV. Now, county health officials are calling for stricter regulation in the porn film industry. Alex Cohen reports.
The last HIV scare in the porn industry was in 1999 and involved only one case. Nowadays, most adult performers can't get work unless they come here to the Adult Industry Medical or AIM Healthcare Center for monthly HIV and STD testing. Dr. Sharon Mitchell, founder of AIM, says despite the industry's rigorous HIV testing system, this most recent outbreak comes as no surprise.
In this population, with the economics dictating non-condom movies being picked up by distributors faster and faster, it's a trickle-down effect, always has been. The talent gets paid more not to use a condom in most cases.
And the lack of condom use is far more prevalent overseas, says Dr. Mitchell. Darren James, one of the performers who tested positive, is suspected of having contracted HIV while working on an adult film in Brazil. Sharon Mitchell says chances of contracting sexually transmitted diseases may have become greater in recent years as consumers' appetites for more intense variations of sexual activity have grown. Elegant Angel Productions is one of the companies that specializes in so-called gonzo pornography. Elegant Angel owner Patrick Collins says few of his films feature condom use. He says watching a porn star who's wearing a condom is a bit like watching a circus performer on a high wire wearing safety gear.
Would that and a net make it safer? Probably. Would people get as much enjoyment out of it? Uh-uh.
Right now, 53 people who have had contact with the two HIV-positive performers are being tested. Meanwhile, most major porn studios have stopped shooting for at least 2 months to ensure that all performers are healthy. The recent HIV scare has led to discussions about mandating condom use in the adult film industry. The LA County Health Department has asked the state's Occupational Safety and Health Division to launch an investigation into the recent outbreak.
There's not a Screen Actors Guild for porn stars.
That's Dr. Peter Kernt, head of L.A. County's Sexually Transmitted Disease Program.
They don't have the same access to health insurance, to benefits, to all that many other workers have in other industries, and that's what we're really concerned about. We want to see that these workers are protected just as much as the people that serve us every day in other work environments.
The state's Occupational Safety and Health Division says it can't impose regulations on the adult film industry unless it can demonstrate that an employer-employee relationship exists on porn movie sets. That may be hard to do, as many in the industry are independent contractors. And perhaps Cal OSHA shouldn't regulate the industry, say many adult film performers and producers. Kat Sunlove is executive director of the Free Speech Coalition, a trade association for the pornography industry. Sunlove says when it comes to getting performers to use condoms, health officials should use incentives instead of punishments.
We all recognize that harsh regulations would only serve to drive some of the bad players underground, which would create a far more serious public health issue than the way we operate now.
And Sunlove says if California cracks down on the porn industry, many producers will simply take their multi-billion-dollar business to other states that don't. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.